Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our senior radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Lucerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do, we'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Good morning. It's Philip Pullman, Director of Community Outreach for Senior Radio. This morning, you'll be listening to a new series titled Aging Gracefully. The concept behind the series is to educate the community that the transition and process of aging does not have to be daunting. This self-help informational platform will provide knowledge to everyone, including opportunity and options of self-care, self-help, and preventative health. We firmly believe that if the aging community look and feel good, it will encourage a positive impact on their lives. Aging Gracefully is being brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Hello again, everybody. Linda here with you on the show. And you know, always here on Senior Radio, we always look to bring you people who enrich your life. Because you know why? These are people who have already enriched our community. And we're so happy for the first time to be able to talk to you about the wonderful folks who are at People Inc. You know, People Inc. has been around for a long time, but better than me to tell you folks, we're so happy to have Rhonda Frederick, who is here, who is the president and CEO of People Inc., and also Sarah Bonstadt, who is here, the Senior Living Policy Administrator. And we're going to be talking about the fact that they do senior living as well as so many senior programs. So welcome, ladies. Good morning. It's so great to have you here.
Thank you.
I feel like it's been an extension of a great relationship because I was involved in your 50th anniversary program, and I learned so much about People Inc. then, and I was so impressed. And everybody who knows of People Inc., maybe firsthand, they have a family member or a friend who is going to a program or participates somehow with Senior Inc., or maybe even themselves. So Rhonda, why don't you start right off and remind everybody who People Inc. is.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here today, Linda. Thank you. People Inc., we're now 52 years old. As you said, you helped us with our 50-year anniversary. But we started out as a small organization formed by parents of children with disabilities. They were looking for adult services for them. And as we looked more and more at the Western New York community, we saw so many other places we could go and things we could do. And the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development came to us and said, hey, you do a great job in housing for individuals with disabilities. Have you ever thought of doing senior housing? And that's how it began.
Wow.
With a very innovative, creative board of directors who said, yes, go for it. And in the early 1990s, we started our journey into senior services. We do services for children, adults, seniors. We are really all over the place, and not only in the Buffalo area, but the Rochester area more recently. So I guess in the senior realm, I think about housing services. I think about rehab services. I think about home care. I think about adult daycare for individuals with memory loss. And we're case management. We're in all those services.
And it's amazing that there really wasn't any one organization that served all that before People Inc. came along. It's amazing. And I also think it's amazing that it was 52 years ago. It was really parents of kids wondering, okay, what is going to be for my child as they grow up and I'm not here anymore? Who's going to take care of them? What's going to happen for them to fit into this community? And to think that you have grown so much into now that you have senior programs, I think it's amazing. You're also a nonprofit, am I correct?
Absolutely correct.
Yeah, so everything is for the person that you're working with. How many people do you think you interact with on a yearly basis?
On a yearly basis, we see about 11,000 individuals and families.
Just so amazing.
And we have over 4,000 employees.
Oh, that's fantastic. It's great to see that you're so healthy as an organization. And for our listeners this morning, just the fact that they have so many programs for us who are seniors, I think that's terrific. So, Sarah, let's get into all of those programs and what you can offer our senior listener.
Sure. Thanks again for having us. And I would say for anyone that's over 62, we have affordable senior housing all throughout Western New York. So we're talking about Erie County, Niagara County, and Cattaraugus County. We have 19 sites. So for that, it's an apartment, a one-bedroom apartment, and includes your heat and your water, and just have to be income eligible.
All right, now so that's how you become available to do this. You have to be income eligible.
Yep.
But does that mean that they need to be on Medicaid, or can they be on Medicaid, or how does that work?
They could. We would just consider, typically it's a Social Security or a small pension, mm-hmm. and then any income off of your assets that you might have as well is how we can figure out their adjusted income.
And you also have a senior companion program and outreach programs. You have so many programs that actually benefit those who are now living alone.
Absolutely. One of the services that we do provide is a case management service within the apartment building. So we have case managers that are there, always available by phone, and then come to the apartment buildings as well. Can help with food stamps, applications for insurances, you name it. They can help connect people with different services within the
And you know, city. Sarah, I misspoke when I said alone. I should say independent, because you're really not alone, not with the team that you've built, you know, to keep people living their best life, you know,
right.
Whether that is with extended family that's nearby or on their own.
Right.
I think the apartment buildings, the people that you meet within them,
right.
are all people like you.
Yeah.
And the friendships that form, and people look out for one another. We have all kinds of social activities. We have a community room where people can gather and do things. And we see people, you know, visiting in their each other's apartments. I think that's one of the beautiful things
yeah.
that we do.
And people love being independent. They want to be independent. They want a place to call their own. They want a place to thrive and be themselves. And nicely, also let's add too, that they are becoming more available in different parts of Western New York. So if you prefer to be, let's say, on Grand Island nearer your family, you might be able
Absolutely.
To do that for them.
Yep. So wherever you would really want to go, wherever you grew up or you want to get back to your hometown, there's usually a place close by. And one of the other things that we do provide is grocery shopping. So that's an opportunity for those that want to give up transportation. They do have the opportunity to take advantage of our grocery shopping.
That's cool. So. That is great. So, Sarah, if someone is listening to this show this morning and they have a member of the family who would do so well in this, or who they would like to get in touch with you, how do you suggest they do that?
Probably the best way to do is call our main affordable housing hotline. So that's 716-880-3890.
Okay, I'll ask you to give that again. Everybody, they always listen to this show with a pen or a pencil. So go ahead and give
it again.
Got time
to get it, sure. Yep. 716-880-3890. 3890. And the person will answer the phone and ask some questions just to kind of get an idea of what housing might be the best available for you and might be the best fit.
That's great. We're speaking with Sarah Bonstadt, who is from People Inc. She's the Senior Living Policy Administrator. And we have Rhonda Frederick in the studio as well. She's the President and CEO. And Rhonda, we're talking a little bit to you and Sarah about all the programs that People Inc. helps other individuals with. It really starts from newborn all the way up to, you know, our senior living years.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, for your listeners, you may have family members, you may have grandkids that could benefit from our services. You may also know folks that are looking for employment.
Mm.
And we are absolutely always looking for great staff for our services.
What kind, let's be a little bit more specific. Who are you looking for? What kind of person are you looking for? And what kind of positions do you have?
We have a lot of direct support care positions. So working directly one-to-one with individuals. And we're looking for somebody with enthusiasm, integrity, and someone that's going to bring that to the job each and every day. I can speak for myself. I've worked at People Inc. 42 years, started out in direct care, and best job I've ever had. Never intended to stay this many years, but couldn't leave because I love the job so much.
Isn't that something about a job, you know, when you don't really know too much about it, and you just figure, I'll take it for a while, then it kind of grows on you, and it becomes part of your life. You couldn't think of doing anything else. If you have that special people gene, and you like other people, and you like meeting other people, and you most likely might even be able to get a position close to you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We are. We have, in addition to our 19 senior living homes, we have another 140 locations throughout Western New York. So wherever you are, there's a People Inc. place near you. So please give us a call.
And Rhonda, this also includes our Rochester friends.
Correct.
So if you're listening right on the edge there, you're Batavia or even farther east, don't be afraid to go ahead and call.
Absolutely. We're growing services there every day.
That's fantastic. Listen, folks, People Inc. is such an asset to Western New York. We're so lucky to have this organization here. It's a nonprofit. They care about people. They help people in every way become their best selves. And you know, Rhonda and Sarah, what you have done with People Inc. as it has grown, 52 years now and getting stronger and stronger, like you say, servicing probably close to 11,000 people here in Western New York, it's amazing. And when I think of communities where they think their cities are so rich in this and rich in that, they don't have things like this. And they don't have people who work with people one-on-one like you do, and your coworkers do, and your staff does, who care about somebody's outcome. They might be a stranger yesterday, but now they're a friend today, and they become family tomorrow. You know, it's pretty amazing what you do and the kinds of people you have helped. Maybe, Rhonda, you can give us a specific of a family that really, really were helped by People Inc. You can tell us about some of the services they received and what it meant to that special family member.
I always think back to the very first senior living complex we did on the corner of Soles and South Park in Hamburg. And Libby came. I was doing interviews. And Libby watched it being built, was living in a difficult situation for her, and always said she wanted to be in the corner unit by the big tree. And darned if she didn't get the corner unit by the big tree, live there probably 15 years, live there long enough for her daughter to also be eligible to live there. And she lived in another, that particular site has scattered buildings. I will never forget Libby because I would go there, I would see her. At that time, the town of Hamburg had senior services on site, and Libby just brought a smile to my face each and every day.
And that's just one. That's one story. You folks make stories like that happen every day. These are our heroic stories we don't hear about in the news. We hear about bad news. We don't hear about People Inc. and the success stories of them providing services so people can be as independent as possible here in Western New York and live their best lives. And it's just so great to know that you will help from early on right through our senior years, and you have such great programs, even for all of us folks. We're talking about senior living apartments. That's where Sarah comes in. Did you know they have a senior companion program, a seniors unlimited adult day program, senior outreach program, Elmwood Health Center? So it sounds like, Rhonda, that we may have some people in Western New York who kind of graduate into the senior programs that you have.
Yeah. with a disability or not, I mean, we take care of individuals. We do early intervention, so we're seeing babies at birth and right up to your senior years with all kinds of wonderful activities and programs and services in between, not only for the individual, but for their entire family.
Well, we want to thank People Inc. for being such an important part of Senior Radio. We just love having you folks on board. I'm Linda Pellegrino, folks, and if you're interested, People Inc., 716-880-3890 is their main number, and you can always go to people-inc.org.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, and I'm heading back to Europe with our Senior Radio listeners this October. Discover all the treasures Europe has to offer, starting in London, visiting Buckingham Palace and Big Ben, then board the Eurostar high-speed train, stopping in Paris, the City of Lights, then traveling through the Swiss Alps to Luzerne, Switzerland, continuing on to discover all that classic Italy has to offer, spending time sightseeing in Venice, Florence, and Rome. Call Denise to book now, 417-7824. That's 417-7824.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Linda Pellegrino with you, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. And as you know, I always kind of like to get everybody going with a fun fact of the day. Here's one for you. The sound made by the Krakatoa volcanic eruption way back in 1883 was so loud it ruptured eardrums of about 40 people 40 miles away. Imagine that. It ruptured the eardrums of people 40 miles away. It traveled around the world four times and was clearly heard 3,000 miles away. And that's like standing in New York and hearing a sound from San Francisco. Isn't that amazing? That's the sound made by the Krakatoa volcanic eruption in 1883. Wow. All right, everybody. I always like to get us on the same page before we start talking. And I would imagine those people who had ruptured eardrums were going to need the services of a doctor. And we just happen to have a doctor for a different reason on today with us, Dr. Brian Snyder from Catholic Medical Partners. Hello, Dr. Snyder. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. It's really nice to have you back with us. And we always like to let everybody know that we're so happy to be affiliated with Catholic Medical Partners with a vision to transform delivery of health care in Western New York. We're going to be talking about something rather serious for today, Doctor, and that is palliative care. So let's back up and let's hear a little bit more about you, Doctor, and where you practice.
Okay. Well, I'm the medical director for palliative care, amongst other things, for Catholic Health. So most of my work involves either work in the hospitals of Catholic Health, or also I spend a lot of my time in the long-term care and subacute rehab facilities of Catholic Health.
Okay. So let's talk about palliative care. What exactly is it?
So palliative care is a newer specialty. It became an official medical specialty back in 2006. And it's a specialty that really focuses on taking care of people with serious illness. And it focuses on symptom relief. So a typical medical specialty will focus on curing various medical problems. Palliative care is focused on relieving symptoms, so relieving pain, relieving shortness of breath, relieving any kind of symptoms that are distressing. And it's a little bit different because it's not just focusing on the patient, although clearly that's the main focus, but it's also focusing on the family and helping be a support system for the family and the patient. You know, I like to tell people, you know, many of us have had loved ones or ourselves have had serious illnesses, and it's a very lonely feeling. And when you don't have the entire family support, it can be even more difficult. So it's a holistic medical specialty that focuses on the relief of stress and anxiety and symptoms of serious illness.
Doctor, what kind of patient then seeks you out, and where can somebody access palliative care services?
So right now, unfortunately in Buffalo, right now most of the palliative care services really need to take place in either one of the acute care settings, either a hospital or a nursing home or an emergency department. Ideally, we'd like to spread this to the community, but I do want to say that although my specialty is hospice and palliative care, people can get this type of care from their primary care physicians, and that's another place that they can get it. In the community in Buffalo, primarily, the only outpatient way to access palliative care is through a program called Home Connections, which is a program through hospice where nurses and nurse practitioners provide some supportive care. But mainly this is accessed in the hospitals and in our nursing facilities and emergency departments.
Now, is that the only difference between palliative care and hospice, or are there more?
Yeah, so that's a common misunderstanding. And when I talk about palliative care and hospice, I don't want anybody to think that there's, you know, one is good and one is bad. They're all part of the continuum. In fact, hospice is part of the palliative care continuum. But, mm-hmm. you know, hospice is focused on someone in the last 6 months of their life. So when someone is eligible for hospice care, their two doctors have certified that they expect that their life expectancy is less than 6 months. And the hospice team is focusing on helping that patient to die well and preparing to say goodbye. And when you're enrolled in hospice, you have to give up curative treatment. Palliative care is really quite different, although it's on that continuum. So it's with people with serious illness, but not people who are necessarily in the last 6 months of their life. And it's people who are still seeking curative treatment, still seeking integrative care with all the other specialties, but focusing on symptom relief. And, you know, there's been some really good studies. One sort of famous study looked at people who got palliative care in addition to standard care for lung cancer. And not only did they have a better quality of life, but they actually lived longer. So the people who focused on both quality of life through palliative care treatment and curative treatment actually lived longer.
Well, doctor, let me ask you this, because a lot of people have what they call the advanced directives, okay? And of course, none of us really know what the end of our lives will be like. So if you have an advanced directive, how might that play a role in your palliative care?
Yeah, so that's really a really good question. So in New York, we have a number of documents, but really two that are official. One is called the Healthcare Proxy, and that's probably the most important document. It's really a simple document. It can be simple or complex, but typically it's a simple document. And it allows people to sort of appoint someone who would stand in their stead if they weren't able to make their own decisions. So I always tell people, you know, have a conversation with somebody. So it's not just completing the form and picking the person, but making sure that person knows what you want, knows what your goals are for the future, so that if they have to stand in your place, they know what to do. There are also people who will complete something called a living will. Now, living wills are not legally binding in New York, but living wills are much more detailed documents, and they describe in detail what people want under various circumstances. So they may say things like, if I have no hope for meaningful recovery, don't prolong my life. They may specify things about wanting or not wanting a feeding tube, things like that. The other document that is useful for someone who has a serious illness and is in the last several months of their life is called a MOLST form, M-O-L-S-T, and it stands for Medical Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment. And that's really an advanced directive that it gets down to very specific details. So it asks people, if they were to die suddenly, would they want to be resuscitated? Would they want to have chest compressions? Would they want to have a breathing tube put into place? Would they want to have a feeding tube? Would they want to have IV fluids to keep them alive? Would they want to be on dialysis? It gets into the nitty-gritty and allows people to really define how they want things to go towards the end of their life. Now, that document is not for, a younger person. It's for someone who has a serious illness in the last several months of their life. But a healthcare proxy is for all of us. I mean, I have a healthcare, I'm not super young, but I have a healthcare proxy, and I've had one for most of my adult life. Because I know who I want to make my decision.
Of course. No. I was just going to ask, do you find that palliative care on the whole then might be underutilized?
It's very underutilized. I think it's probably not recognized as is even being out there by many people. Even the medical community has a lot of misunderstandings about palliative care. I think most people, when they hear palliative care, think hospice. And so they only think of end-of-life care, and they sort of think, I'm not ready for palliative care, because they think it's hospice care. But really, it's not that. It's a much earlier. In fact, we can do the most good when we start getting involved in the care of someone when they're beginning their journey with a serious illness.
Absolutely. It's definitely a conversation that needs to take place. We want to thank Dr. Brian Snyder from Catholic Medical Partners and remind everybody that Catholic Medical Partners, the show is brought to you by them with a vision to transform delivery of healthcare in Western New York.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo's Aging Gracefully, the show that focuses on educating our active seniors and caregiver community. Every Sunday morning, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate in our show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Aging Gracefully has been brought to you by Catholic Medical Partners, with a vision to transform the delivery of healthcare to Western New York.